Scientists, astronauts have been using analog environments as teaching tools for years. And current neuroscience research suggests that this is right on the money. NASA, especially Johnson Space Center, advertises uses for space analogs from everything from testing satellites, robots, habitats, suits, landers, and even astronauts themselves. Okay, researchers have published research based on the use of analogs to simulate and test terrestrial environments, and those on other planets and moons, mostly modelling geological and biological processes. And it works. But why do we keep doing it? Why do we keep coming back to this? I've asked a few scientists who work with analogs, and mostly they just say, it's the best we've got until we get there, or because it works. But why does it work so well? Well, this is where the neuroscience comes in. Neuroscience may suggest some possible reasons that may, on the surface, seem quite obvious, but strangely not really acknowledged in either research or learning. First point, any learning that a human undergoes, whether from infant to geriatric, it's not a passive process, or even osmotic, as some people might like to believe. It's a dynamic process. We learn through testing, through observing, hypothesizing, experimenting, concluding. We are powerful and natural explorers. We learn best when we're active, we learn best when we're under stress, and we learn best when all of our senses are engaged. So memory is both emotional and declarative and is reliant on encoding, and that encoding is reliant on stimulus, and this is where we come back to our analogs. When we're active, moving through an analog environment, brains produce brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF. And this protein helps provide for the survival of existing neurons and encourages growth and differentiation of new neurons. Taking learners out of a classroom and into an analog environment, unsurprisingly, creates just this type of stress. It creates BDNFs, which stimulate and engage senses. Analog environments stimulate sense, sight, smell, touch, sound. They give students and learners, scientists, a chance to get their hands dirty doing real-world science and solving real-world problems. And it provides a mechanism to enhance, stimulate memory encoding and gives learners a chance to make sense of the information presented to them in classroom environments or even lab environments. I commonly take students to Mars and I ask them the same questions I ask you. What is the atmosphere of Mars? What are the rocks on Mars? What different types of rocks can you find? And they very rarely can tell me these answers, even though they've done an entire six-week program before coming to the centre on just this topic. And the reason is not because teachers are not teaching them adequately. It's because the brain has selectively chosen that information for extinction. Because it's failed to ignite interest, it has failed to engage through all the senses and to encode properly into memory. And so finally, it's failed because there was no context. Without context, our well-tuned and very efficient brains can determine what is important and what has no value. For us, we have a vested interest in understanding and remembering Mars. Kids don't have that same interest, so without a context, they really don't experience and understand it the same way that we do. So what characterises a created analogue environment? It still needs to be rigorously scientifically accurate. It needs to be current with the scientific understanding. What it also needs is to be flexible to change with changing educational needs and also with delivery needs. So this is our mission to Mars. We send 12 astronauts to the surface of Mars to carry out a geologic survey. This is our robotic mission to Mars. We have a completely different program where students will control the robot as it travels across the surface of Mars and studies the terrain. By using sound, smell, sight, and touch, we have created the very elements that make an analog teaching environment or an analog working environment so efficient. Thank you very much.